Sure. I'm Dr. Dan Kovich, veterinarian and director of science and technology for the National Pork Producers Council.
All right. And we understand the USDA has proposed a new pork processing inspection rule that you guys have been behind and supportive of. Tell us what that is and what exactly it will mean to producers.
Sure, my pleasure. Well, the new modernization of swine slaughter inspection rule is basically an expansion of the ongoing HIMP or HACCP inspection model program trial. It's been going on for many years. And basically what it is it's a new inspection system that allows both plants and FSIS to better allocate their resources to ensure that safe and wholesome products are coming out of plants. So what it means is that plant employees can go on the line and do more of the routine food safety checks, wholesomeness checks that FSIS inspectors otherwise would have done. Still, of course, under the supervision of FSIS, they will still have inspectors there verifying that these things are being done and being done correctly. But it then frees up the FSIS inspectors to focus on other food safety activities that FSIS feels, and we would sort of agree with, are better uses of their time to ensure food safety.
Okay. So,
and also, of course, to do animal welfare checks in the plants as well.
All right. So that seems to answer my next question, which was going to be, why is this important and why does the industry support it? So I think you've answered that, unless you have anything else to say about that.
Well, I would say that one thing that this new system does is allow plants a lot more flexibility to implement new and innovative food safety measures. So they can design sampling programs that are going to be very effective in ensuring that slaughter is being done in a sanitary manner and that there's safe products coming out. They can allocate additional people onto the line to make sure that that product is wholesome and so forth. But again, I would say really the key component here is it's going to allow for a lot more innovation to make sure that new food safety measures can be used and implemented in a quick and appropriate fashion.
Where have the pilot programs taken place?
There's been 5 plants scattered around the country that have participated in that pilot program. So, and again, they're pretty geographically diverse in where they are, but because that program's been going on for such a long time, FSIS is basing this rule on real data, real sound data that demonstrates that this new approach can work and be effective and good for plants and industry.
Okay. Can you give me any specific examples of how they might employ other techniques? And you mentioned animal welfare as well. So maybe just a scenario in which this might play out in a processing plant.
Sure. Well, certainly under the current inspection system, which again, plants can opt to remain under, FSIS inspectors are spending a lot of time on the line actually doing process procedures, looking at carcasses, palpating the viscera, looking at it, incising lymph nodes and so forth, to ensure that that animals are healthy and producing and safe food is being produced. So under this new system, again, the plants can put people on the line to do some of those functions. People will, of course, be trained, and again, FSIS inspectors will still be monitoring. There still will be some inspection on the line, obviously, to make sure that those things are happening correctly. But the fact that they're not going to be on the line continuously doing a lot of those tasks means that they'll have more time to do other tasks, such as monitoring compliance with the Humane Slaughter Act in the plant. So that's probably one of the most direct ways that that this system can actually enhance animal welfare by allowing FSIS staff to have more time to do those checks.
Okay. And let's see, I was going to ask you another question. Will NPPC be encouraging, let's say this gets the final approval, will you be encouraging plants to adopt this method? You said it's optional at this point.
That's right. And really, companies and plants are going to have to make the decision based on their facilities and how they're designed and what's going to work for them. So there definitely could be scenarios where this new system would be beneficial to a plant. There could be scenarios where the traditional inspection system still makes the most sense for that particular facility. So I think it's really going to be a decision that's going to need to be made by the companies on a facility-by-facility basis. I don't think that there's really any, we certainly can't say across the board that for every plant this new model is going to be better.
Okay, so you're more or less going to be involved in education and then let the plants decide.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's going to be very much an individual decision that the plants will have to make, looking at the rule, what resources they have, how their plant is laid out, and so forth.